Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, June 14th, One Take Wednesday. I thought the Lord had a sense of humor because in the guide we have a little typo. It says Ezra chapter 2. We're really reading Ezra chapter 3 today, the rebuilding of the altar and the temple. But Ezra chapter 2 has a long list of all these difficult names about the people who were coming back to the land of Judah and to Jerusalem. So I'm grateful that it's not actually Ezra chapter 2, but Ezra chapter 3 that we're reading today on One Take Wednesday. Just remind you why I try to do One Take Wednesdays, because the perfectionist in me wants to edit out any and every mistake that I make, and it kind of makes it more about me than it does about the scripture. And so we really want God to be the one to speak to us through his word, and I'm just thankful for this opportunity to read alongside. Ezra chapter 3, the title in my Bible says, Rebuilding the Altar. When the seventh month came and the Israelites had settled in their towns, the people assembled together as one in Jerusalem. Then Joshua, son of Jozadak, and his fellow priest, and Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, and all his associates began to build the altar of the God of Israel to sacrifice burnt offerings on it, in accordance with what was written in the law of Moses, the man of God. Despite their fear of the peoples around them, they built the altar on its foundation and sacrificed burnt offerings on it to the Lord, both the morning and evening sacrifices. Then, in accordance to what is written, they celebrated the festival of the tabernacles, with the required number of burnt offerings prescribed for each day. After that, they presented the regular burnt offerings, the new moon sacrifices, and the sacrifices for all the appointed sacred festivals of the Lord, as well as those brought as freewill offerings to the Lord. On the first day of the seventh month, they began to offer burnt offerings to the Lord, though the foundation of the Lord's temple had not yet been laid. Then they gave money to the masons and carpenters, and they gave food and drink and olive oil to the people of Sidon and Tyre, so that they would bring cedar logs by sea from Lebanon to Joppa, as authorized by Cyrus, king of Persia. In the second month of the second year after their arrival at the gate of God in Jerusalem, Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, Joshua, son of Jozadak, and the rest of the people, the priests and the Levites and all who had returned from captivity to Jerusalem, began to work. They appointed Levites, 20 years old and older, to supervise the building of the house of the Lord. Joshua and his sons and brothers, and Kadmiel and his sons, the descendants of Hodaviah, and the sons of Henadad and their sons and brothers, all Levites, joined together in supervising those working in the house of God. When the builders laid the foundation of the temple of the Lord, the priests in their vestments and with trumpets, and the Levites, the sons of Asaph, with cymbals, took their place to praise the Lord, as described by David, king of Israel. With praise and thanksgiving, they sang to the Lord, He is good. His love towards Israel endures forever. And all the people gave a great shout of praise to the Lord, because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid. But many of the older priests and Levites and family heads who had seen the former temple wept aloud when they saw the foundation of this temple being laid, while many others shouted for joy. No one could distinguish the sound of the shouts of joy from the sound of weeping, because the people made so much noise, and the sound was heard far away. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. This is a very climactic chapter of Scripture, just how they rebuilt the altar and they reinstated the sacrifices in the morning and the evening, and they got back into the rhythm of having the festivals in Jerusalem, these festivals that had been part of their heritage, and now the people could come again and worship the Lord together in the place that He had designated in the Old Testament for them to worship. And then they start rebuilding the temple, and all the builders come together, and when they laid the foundation, they sang with praise and thanksgiving. They remind us of the character of God. They said, "He is good. His love toward Israel endures forever." And then some people were praising, and their voices were really, really loud. And those who had seen the former temple and knew the glory of the old temple, they actually raised their voices in weeping. And so the sound of the shouts of praise and the weeping came together, and no one could distinguish the sound. As I think about this passage, I think about the fact that sometimes we're stuck in the past. We think of the glory days, how things were in the past, and how we would like to go back there. But others who do not know what it was like in our glory days, they're praising the Lord for what they have today. I don't know what a takeaway from that. Maybe just that whatever the Lord gives today, that we might praise Him and thank Him and be reminded of His character, that He is good and He loves us with lavish love. Will you pray with me? Father, thank you for this opportunity we have to read your word together. Thank you that we see the storyline of Scripture coming to pass, that though the people were exiled, they're allowed to come back under Cyrus, and they begin to rebuild the temple, and they sacrifice to you in praise on the altar. Today, may our lives be a sacrifice of praise. And whatever good thing you are doing today in our midst, might we recognize that. Might we recognize your love and your grace. Thank you, Lord, for the many ways you have worked in the past. And thank you for today, Lord. We look with expectation on what you're going to do today. We pray, Lord, in these moments for our brothers and sisters around the world who are suffering, whether it be that they do not have enough to eat, or they are being politically persecuted for their faith in Christ. Maybe it's the people who are grieving in our midst. Lord, bring to mind a people or a person today that we can lift up to you in prayer and reach out to, so that we might be a light to them today. We love you, Lord. We pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.